Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Y'all, it was hot today, and I don't know what's going to happen with Poodle, because y'all know how he gets. He's like a gremlin after midnight, but with a poodle with the heat.
When
Poodle's, walk away.
We like fade like a hothouse flower. It wasn't good. It was almost 90 degrees in Los Angeles today. And I know Chicago's dealing with like minus 20 wind chill, y'all.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online.
Hmm.
They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. Ooh. Let's love.
All right, everybody. Welcome
to
the 90 Day
Gays. Welcome to 90 Day Fiance Gays.
Boy, why don't you say that again?
90 Day Gays. Welcome to 90 Day Gays. I've had a long day. I will not accept that from you.
But I'm happy to be here. You know
I'm
why?
I'm happy to be
I
here.
Know, I mean, you are too.
And it's cooled down now.
It is very nice now. It always, y'all, this show is a, it's just like a, a voice in the wilderness crying out to say,
like John the Baptist.
Yes, just like, just let things go and have
let
a good
my
time.
People,
let my people go.
Anywho. Y'all, we have huge news tonight.
Oh, we do have huge news.
This is
big,
our big,
girthy.
This is big, throbbing, pulsating news.
Googie.
Ow, you came in my eye. Sorry. Y'all, come at us if you've ever had cum in your eye.
Oh, man.
It is not good.
You know, I have a story about that. So this is going to get graphic. This is...
Can we skip this and go to what our announcement?
Sorry, it's too late.
Damn.
I was hooked up with this guy years ago, and And his name was Matt.
I like it how you say that I'm the whore, but you always tell stories that are graphic.
Well, I knew people on a deeper level before because I talked to him for 5 minutes on Grindr. And then I went over to his house. And so anyway.
Is this the one who brought his toothbrush?
No.
That's a different one.
And so anyway, I go over to his apartment. He's a really nice guy. Seemed to have fun. Well, then we started making out. And then we wanted to have sex. And he said, go get the condom. And I said, okay, for you. And he said, no, for you. And I went, what?
What? You're like, wait, I don't know how to put it in someone's butt.
I wanted to be like, this bottom's going to be a top. Anyway, so, but to needless to say, I did the best that I could. I thought it was fine. He seemed to enjoy it.
And you kind of like pushed your butt up against his, and you thought that was what it was.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was coming to the time, you know, of jubilation and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Celebration of all ages.
Of all ages.
Fireworks.
So, you know, that's what Katy Perry really meant, you know. And so.
Can we get through this faster?
So I jubilated, so to speak, and I totally came in his eye.
Oh, my.
And then I hit his eye, and he went, oh, God, and he breathed in, and then it went up his nose, and then he started coughing.
And then he did like a fire-breathing dragon.
And then I started laughing so exactly. I started laughing so hard, and I thought it was funny. And he got so offended that he kicked me out of his apartment and threw my clothes out in the hallway. And I had to put my clothes out in the hallway. And to this day, I call him Cockeyed Matt.
Oh, well.
That's that story.
Yeah, that's a kind of a sad hookup story.
I'm just saying it happened. So anyway, don't do it.
Where we were going with this before
is about,
that long digression, which had a lot
bigger.
Of sad moments in it.
Well,
why don't my hookup stories always have a funny part to it?
Because you're a dirty whore.
Y'all, do you notice how I'm a whore and he's just like,
whatever?
I'm sex
positive.
Anyway.
Actually, we are sex positive. There are no sluts in the Sissy Squad and there are no whores. I commented.
I'm raising my hand. Sluts. Come for me, sluts.
Come for me. We're all.
Yeah.
You do what you want
Y'all,
and get good at it.
It's a bunch of dick pigs in there.
And
it
we
just
love
is. It. Sweet dick pigs.
Anyway.
Okay, we're going to get around to our announcement, but you wrenched away the floor from me. Y'all, our Patreon is live.
Our Patreon is live. And
it's what you've always wanted and you've asked us for.
Before Heather Torres drives off the road and goes,
Before Ashley Bacino or Bacchino or whatever the fuck your name, how do you pronounce your name is, sells her child to get our Patreon.
The biggest dick pic of all, I have to say, that
y'all,
girl. God love
I'm
her.
I'm telling you, it's a fucking Facebook book full of dick pics.
And we are here for y'all.
Woo! You're so, all dick pigs.
By meaning
we can smell our own.
Live, meaning that our Patreon page is published and you can go and see it. Now, content will not be available. Patreon content will be dropping every Thursday night.
Big deal. Thursday night at 11:11.
Thursday, the 21st at 11:11.
Our first Patreon drop.
And the content will drop. So you can go
I
on.
I feel like I'm giving birth.
That's true. We're going to put the link in the show notes, but you can go on to if you.
And
just,
I've had so many births. I've never carried one to term before.
And if you just Google or not Google, you'll see the show link, or if you're driving, so you can find it then. Or if you're just looking at Patreon, if you just type in 90 Day Gays, you will see us.
Oh my God, this is exciting!
We have two tiers for Patreon. Poodle, why don't you tell them what
tier
they are?
Tier one is you will get. Per month, you will get 4 bonus episodes, actually 1 per week, dropping on Thursday evening at 11:11.
5 some months if there's 4.5 weeks
I guess
of
so.
A month.
Yeah, you'll get
so
5.
So once a week.
Once a week. And it will be...
This
will
is
be,
exciting.
We will be recapping a 90 days, an episode from the 90 days multiverse.
And we are starting.
We're starting off with
Before
the
90
Days
Season
1.
Yes.
Y'all, we've got Darcy. We've got Jesse. We've got Paul and Carini.
That I can't deal. I can't remember his name, but I can't deal with that hot black guy. We haven't met him yet.
We haven't met him yet.
I think we're going to meet him tomorrow when we record. So it's exciting. We thought we'd start with Before the 90 Days because That's kind of what we started.
That's
with
how
here.
We. That's what
There's
we
still
found
a lot
success.
Of Darcy and Jesse talk, and we thought. So y'all, we have never.
She's still a fucking mess, y'all.
We have never Even seen the these past season. Episodes.
No,
ever.
It's new to
so
us.
So it is new to us. And then in that spirit, we thought what would be interesting, being that it's new to us, is that for if you're a tier. So the tier one is going to be a $5 tier a month.
$5
and then
a month.
Tier
four, you know, four episodes, 4 to 5 episodes. So that's one measly dollar.
One measly dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Y'all, I spend $3.50 on a fucking latte.
Oh, God, don't just. Oh, Lord, you're going to sell it now.
Now I'm talking like my mother.
Yeah, exactly. And then tier two is $15. And what that tier is, it is going to be basically we're recording a video.
Y'all, you're going to get a watch-along.
It's
and
a watch-along.
Some of you have asked about this.
It's our version of pillow talk.
This is our version or what we call pillow biter talk.
It's true.
Ow, ow, fuck me, fuck me.
Safe word, safe word, safe word.
Pillow biter talk. But this is a watch along. You're going to get, it's going to be filmed and you're going to see what it's like to watch the show with us in real time and us making really inappropriate comments.
It's true. Because sometimes our initial comments, we don't say on
we
the podcast.
Don't say them.
And so,
they're not safe for TV, not safe for podcasting. Definitely.
And clearly if you do the $15 tier, you get the podcast as well.
Because y'all know. Y'all have no idea how much shit I say that never makes it to the real feed.
We're trying.
I'm pretty unfiltered.
I emailed our shirt vendor. I'm trying to figure out too how we can get for Patreon members maybe like a little discount for merch. But
we're working on that.
We don't know if that's possible yet. So that's our Patreon.
So
you can go
tier
and read
two,
more
you
about
get,
it.
You get tier one. You get the bonus episode and the video watch along.
I just said that.
I'm glad I was just shamed. I don't think you said that.
I did.
I don't remember that. Maybe I've had too many vodkas.
Oh, Lord.
It's been a day.
Now, look, y'all. We want to say something because several of you have kind of talked about. We, for those of you that don't want to do Patreon or you can't afford Patreon.
We get that.
We get that. We are not taking away content from you.
And
I just want to preface
that. And nothing is going to be – the only thing – there's going to be no difference in – there's going to be – I should say that better. It's not like we're saving all our good stuff for Patreon.
Exactly. We didn't want to – that's another thing. We didn't want to do like some people do early releases for Patreon.
That's not going
to
happen
We don't
want to
do
us.
That because we feel like – especially
it's exclusive
in the squad,
and we're not
we want
do
everybody
it.
To be on the same page. And actually, y'all, because you know that – you know. I'm a cubicle warrior, but Poodle is has his day job as a voice teacher as well.
Yeah, I teach in my house though.
The goal is the more successful Patreon comes, the more we eventually want to do like 3 to 4 live shows that are free a week.
We
That's
really
our goal.
Like that. Yeah,
and so it actually this Patreon will get us to get more content to you as well for free. So I just want to say that. So
and like if you. And you're not going to kill us, and I'm not going to be pissed off for anyone who doesn't do our Patreon.
No, it's fine.
You know, do whatever is in your gut to do, or whatever your husband lets you do. If you're
you
one of those
what?
Women.
I feel like there's not a lot of those women in our sissy squad.
You know
because,
what? A lot
you know
of them
what?
Would tell them what they're
sissy squatters
do.
Don't give a fuck.
They kind of don't.
They're for themselves. Anyway, y'all, we're very
anyway,
excited.
Y'all, the Patreon is live, and the first episode drops 11/11 on Thursday. This Thursday, November 21st.
It's true. And
we're
you know what?
Excited.
It's so funny as I put it live and somebody already found us and already followed them.
Come on and follow us.
And you know what? I'm not going to say her whole name, but we're going to give a shout out. You know what? Catherine S. Catherine
Thank
S.
Thank you, Catherine S.
Our first Patreon
for stalking
person.
Us in a way where I feel a little unsafe.
Yes. Thank you so much, Catherine S. We appreciate you. All right, everybody.
So we're going to get into the episode, I guess.
Okay, great.
All right. Anyway, y'all, check out that Patreon. Thursday at 11/11.
Also, check out your meds, because this was kind of a deep, sad episode in
oh,
a lot of ways.
Okay, first
Shit
of all.
Got real.
First of all, y'all, this was a kind of a – this is not a shitty episode. This was
not shit, just deep. Like sad.
Unless you counted the Robert Annie scenes, and those were not deep. Those were just bad.
Those were bad.
And the episode was a lot of those. And so we should start there. Because Robert.
Yeah, let's start with Annie and Robert.
First of all, y'all, Robert.
They fucked in the living room.
Robert is a fucking disaster. And as I said before, I think he is stupid and his eyes are too close together. Something's wrong.
You know, I don't think that I don't think Robert is that intelligent. I think Annie's intelligent. I think though but they both don't have a lot of emotional intelligence. Like,
yeah.
Because when they fight, it literally reminds me of watching like a 10-year-old brother and sister going, "You're a butthead. I'm
like,
not a butthead.
Robert
You're a butthead."
Robert is super controlling. Robert is super like, this is the way things are going to be.
Well, I think being that Robert's baby mama left in the middle of the night, he probably has some things he needs to process from that.
Yeah, I would have left too, to be honest.
Well, I have to say, in watching this, did you feel a little bit like maybe she's not as much as a gold digger as she's someone? I think she got catfished a little bit.
She got catfished.
I think Robert.
She got
was like, "Oh, baby, you'll be my woman. I'll take care of you."
It's the same Tania Sinjin situation where he's on vacation and he's the best possible person, or she's the best possible person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all fine. But when they come down, where he's like, "Oh fuck, I gotta pay bills. Oh wait, I don't have a bed for my son. Oh well, he sleeps in our bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in a one bedroom apartment, which is probably not in Winter Park."
Mm-hmm.
Like the reality sets in.
Yeah, I think that he totally got into that fantasy on their 8 hours that they spent in the DR on this fucking cruise.
That he probably spent $3,000 on a cruise for.
No, maybe $2,000, but maybe. Still. But yeah, so, definitely fantasy land.
Robert is going to buy Annie some clothes, and she's really excited. They show up at Avalon Exchange, y'all.
It's like Buffalo Exchange.
It's like Buffalo.
Your favorite store.
So I love Buffalo Exchange. Like, I'm a big thrift store person. Now, if I had a 90-day fiancé, if I had, like, when Sasha came to America, if I had Sasha, you know, to be my 90-day fiancé,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't take the bitch to a thrift store. I would want to buy her nice things.
I don't even know if I would want to. Well, yes, I would want to buy her nice things, but to me it would be, do you know what the experience for her probably to go to a mall in the United States?
And also, like,
and see an Orange Julius. Right?
And a Panda Express.
And a Panda Express.
And a Sbarro's.
And a Sbarro. And then an Aunt Annie's. That's going to be fun to see.
Auntie Anne's.
Whatever.
That's the pretzels.
Auntie
and
Anne's.
A Cinnabon. Have y'all ever eaten a whole Cinnabon? Because you are sick by the end.
Oh, you're so
come at us if you had a whole Cinnabon.
Oh, you're so sick.
Oh,
they
my fucking
so
God.
I try to get the minis just so it's like the same thing, but they're just little, so you feel like you're only eating little.
Yeah, you want another one after it, don't you?
Yeah.
There we are.
Garfield's on my shoulder going, "I'm still hungry."
Yeah, we're going to get to Garfield later.
Anyway, I think she just wanted that experience. She wanted a hot dog on a stick.
And to be honest, like, She dreams of America buying like Chanel and Versace, and he brings her to a place where a thrift store is a very American thing. They may not even have like a thrift store, maybe only for super poor people in the Dominican Republic. Like,
really?
I don't even know. Like, here in Los Angeles, we love it because people are donating clothes. There are all mm-hmm. kinds of interesting things. Like, half my wardrobe is from Buffalo Exchange because people donate, like, really interesting, like, weird, quirky T-shirts. And I love those. And the Dominican Republic.
He has a T-shirt problem, y'all.
I have a T-shirt problem. Those of you who knew us from TV Party and other things.
When he would do laundry.
When I would do laundry.
They just commented, "How many T-shirts do
you have?"
It was
like a clown car, y'all. They just kept coming out of that laundry bag.
So many.
I need to do laundry again. Anyway, but like, to be honest, it may be a cultural thing. Like, to have other people's clothes is not good.
Y'all come at us if you are either a date someone or have family members, or you are from another culture that's not American.
Especially from Latin American culture.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Is thrift stores, is that like a bad thing? That's a good point, Poodle.
Yeah, and I just thank you. But like to bring someone to the U.S. and go to a thrift store first, come on. It's just, I feel like
Like, you can't be that dumb.
Obviously, he's promised her more than he's able to give. Obviously.
Clearly. He drives for Uber, not Janet Jackson. Okay? Clearly. And he's 41. And so,
I want to bring up one person. I'm going to try my best to tread the line on this one all. There is what I would call younger Demi Moore in G.I. Jane shows up in an Intel Inside shirt. Y'all, she's got bad acne, bad glasses, and piercings all over her face. And she is a genderqueer vampire. And she is here to stay.
And she is very confused by this fight just happening. And all she, or he, or they, let's just say
who,
they.
I don't even know.
All
they are saying is, give Rags a chance.
I asked. Well, it's true. I did a benefit for my camp that I'd Brave Trails that I started today, and I asked one kid. I said, "Oh, what is your pronouns?" And I asked them. I said, "What is your pronouns?" And they said, "Human." And I wanted to say,
"Okay,
that's not a pronoun."
Okay.
But okay,
I'm exhausted.
So I feel like that the person who works, I could see, say, "What's your pronoun?" And they say, "Human," and that's fine.
Here's the thing. Let's have a point counterpoint really quickly.
Oh, goodness.
I'm all for everyone choosing their way they want to be.
I'm nervous about this talk to the sissy squad.
But, like, when they're doing all the new pronouns of G and Z-E, and how in the world is that ever going to be communicated?
You know what I think? Part of me starts to think, how's that going to be?
This is point counterpoint, y'all.
How's that going to be communicated? And then I actually think, for me, does it really matter to me? It doesn't, because I'm not trans and or gender binary, and so I don't care what other people call themselves, because at the end of the day, it doesn't affect my life.
I agree.
And so that's why I kind of, if I don't understand it, then who
cares?
I'm
saying, how is that going to be communicated that person needs to be called that?
I don't mean this being flippant. I don't think that's for that person to worry, because they're the one that has to communicate
True.
It. I don't have to worry about it.
But I'm saying, if you were a less tolerant person than you or I.
And I know that's a privilege that I can say.
Exactly.
I don't want to think about it.
It's a big privilege.
But yes, I feel like, especially that live in places that are not just aware of this.
Can you imagine you working at, like, Sonic in Nebraska
saying,
I need to be called G?
No, I do, because those are the kids that go to Brave Trails. They're all from, from 8 countries and 32 states, and they come to this camp, and they're like, they get bullied. And, I mean, someone told a story today of people throwing cafeteria food at them in the food just because they wanted to use the pronouns they. And their English teacher making a point of it in their class and, like, schooling them in front of the entire class not to use they pronoun.
But here's the thing. I think that they is easier than any of the newer ones.
There's a great New York Times article about, and it was written by someone who's, like, a language snob and talked about how they had a problem with it. And basically really talked about that. Actually, language has been more fluid than we think, and for us to be rigid in it. It was really – so people Google it. Maybe I'll find it.
I totally believe that. I'm saying –
I'm not disagreeing. I was just throwing that out there.
I'm saying the idea of expecting Bobby Lynn to refer to you as Joe.
I think it's a whole different
thing.
But I also think that if you think about – I feel like every generation has – they're always saying something about the younger generation. They don't understand how.
I agree.
And so I think this is just that for our generation.
But I can do that.
By the way, we just had some police, y'all. Don't pull over if you heard it.
And I can do this, y'all. This is just counterpoint discussion. I can do they.
Mm-hmm.
I can do they for people. It's still difficult. I still find it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting better at it. But, man, it is really hard for me to do made-up pronouns that are brand new in English.
I feel like that's not happening as much. I feel like most people are adopting they there.
I agree.
So maybe it won't be this. But, you know, it's kind of like if the cable person's coming to fix your cable and you say, do you know when they're coming? And I say, no, I don't know when they're coming. So it's like we use they and their for pronouns when we don't know already.
And I agree. I'm saying that's fine.
No, I was just saying that. I was just using that as an example.
Anyway, has been Point Counterpoint.
And this has been, I like that. It's a new sect. And this is also Trans Remembrance Day, so how fitting.
It is, and in my church today, which is super, super liberal Episcopal, they read the names of trans people who had been killed by violence.
Oh,
and there was
so
a
sad.
Lot of them. And
so y'all,
if you're a trans person in Mississippi, we hear you and we see you.
We do. We
and
have any trans sissies
Jesus
come at
Christ,
us.
Christ, you need to get out of fucking and Mississippi.
And if you want to school us, come at it. And
we will tell you where to go. You come at us on like social media. We will help you get out of fucking Mississippi.
We will. And no matter what you believe, there are people out there that are hurting. So let's send them their love.
Exactly.
Because they need it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Anyway, back to the shit show.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I was talking about the genderqueer vampire.
Because that's more interesting than Annie and Robert.
Yeah, they're a shit show, y'all.
I just want to say, there's a lot of red flags for me, actually, with Robert. For instance, Robert's
has anger issues, too.
Yeah, he's a dick. It's,
yeah.
Like,
well,
when
yeah.
Annie gets upset and walks out of the restaurant, and he
Shames her. He shames her.
He
he's
literally
a shame
walks out
fairy,
and he's like,
y'all.
What's your problem? What's wrong with you? Immediately says, you don't respect nothing. You're so ungrateful. You disrespect me. It was really shaming.
I've got to say that Grills, the restaurant they're in, the sign says, our grilling techniques are sophisticated. I appreciated that.
I missed that.
That's why I paused it. So they're at the best restaurant in Winter Park.
At
it's
Winter
not,
Park.
Y'all. I will say, Jan, their waiter, can get it.
He's cute.
He was the MVP of the scene. He would say, pardon my interruption, when they would literally be having problems.
He literally would say, Robert said, money doesn't grow on trees and it definitely don't fall out of my ass. Pardon the interruption.
Anyway, then they start talking about weddings.
I didn't know. Annie, did you feel like this was like
this
producer
was
driven?
Yep.
Yeah. I felt
and
like
so
at this
Annie's,
point.
So Annie has this exorbitant request of having a real wedding with a reception. And, you know, Robert,
wait, are you
everyone from Rob, no, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert says, well, everyone I know has just gotten married at the courthouse. Y'all,
yeah,
she wants to get married in Miami. Now, maybe they could just meet in the middle somewhere.
She wants to have that buku wedding.
That buku.
Buku.
Buku wedding.
Y'all, if somebody could look up the urban slang definition of buku.
It's an urbanized version of boku, which is too much from the French.
I guess that's where we get bougie and all that.
That is where we get it. Buku. You're going to have a buku wedding. Anyway,
whereas Robert is, you go to the courthouse and then you go to Wendy's, y'all, and that's what he calls a wedding.
But he didn't want no one like eating off of his like money.
No, because Wendy's has a buffet. Remember when Wendy's used to have the buffet?
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. He wants to remember their spaghetti at the buffet.
Pasta buffet.
That
it was
pasta
delicious.
Buffet. It was so good.
I just got thrown back into my past. There was a white sauce. There was a red sauce.
There was a white and red sauce.
Oh.
Oh my God. I remember, y'all, we had a Wendy's that opened up when I was
there. Was
never,
a chili bar.
Yes,
you could get your fixins.
I was in sixth grade because I was fat.
You were fat
grade.
Then.
Oh, it's before puberty
y'all,
hit in.
Fat boys love a buffet.
Oh, I'd get the pasta and I'd put the white sauce and the red sauce and mix it to make a pink
fat
dog.
Ass.
Oh, I forgot about the chili. Remember because they had a baked potato bar.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
my
God.
Ah, the baked potato bar
was so good.
You know you're a fat girl when you reminisce about the buffets past in your childhood.
Anyway, that's Robert's idea of a buffet, y'all.
Well, like the idea of him, like it's a normal American thing to when you do have a wedding.
It's a normal world
thing. You're going
thing.
To pay for it and people celebrate with you. I don't understand like throwing yourself against this tradition.
I think he's just being, as he called her, a big-ass crybaby. I think he's being a
y'all,
big-ass crybaby.
He's awful.
He
literally is my least favorite person this season, and that includes Emily.
I agree with that. And like he and name calls literally like a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
it's
he's
horrible.
Awful. I would we would have problems in our listenership, but I would prefer to fast forward through all of his scenes.
He's
awful.
Truly the emotional intelligence of a six-year-old.
I would agree with that.
Anyway, y'all. But, y'all, they fight the whole entire episode.
And then his voice at the end is like, it's fine. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that until Robert says, well, I got a surprise for you.
And brings out this janky bag that looks like it's been there for 4 years.
4 years. It's not even wrapped well. And he kind of plops it down in front of her. And then she opens it.
And it's lingerie, of course.
Remember the lingerie? What was that woman's name?
Susan.
Carol.
Yeah.
Was Susan?
Yeah.
God bless. I hope she's doing well.
She hadn't washed her hair in weeks.
I hope she's doing well. And
it's also got, the lingerie's got tags on it.
It still has the tags on it. I noticed that too. And he takes it out, and then Annie.
She like switches personalities, like United States of Tara.
Exactly.
She like goes into like sex demon mode.
I loved that show. Ugh. But yeah, she literally goes, what did she say? She said something like, wow.
So cute.
She said, wow, what a sexy.
And then like the music turns into like, bow, 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 wow, wow, wow. What I called Skinamax guitars. Wow, 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 boner. Exactly.
And Robert, they cut Robert in the confessional saying, I just feel like I'm seeing a different side of her. And so,
yeah, it's a different personality when you buy her
things. Different personality, and I see a couple of red flags. And then cut to her walking into the bedroom in sexy lingerie and him going, giggity, giggity,
humana, 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 humana.
Yeah. Everything is fine now. Because, y'all, they just literally said on the bed, I don't want to fight no more.
I don't want to fight either.
I don't want to argue.
I don't want to argue either.
And then they just agreed to stop talking about it, and it's going to go away.
It's terrible.
And now they're fucking, so he's happy.
They went to Fucktown, and so it's fine.
And you know they do some freaky, deaky shit. I mean, woo! Anyway.
So we should talk about our new Lonely Heart, who appeared this episode.
Mike, who's 34.
Who's 6'7", who... All things point to huge dick. You're 6'7".
Do you feel like, but I don't feel like his face looks
it's
like
girthy. It doesn't matter how long it is. It's girthy as fuck. If you're 6'7", yep.
I don't know. I'm a little on the fence.
If you're 6'7", it is satisfactory.
Yeah, although I don't have the second sight like you do, but I don't know.
No, it's not long. It's not impressive. Let me just reiterate. It's not impressive. It's girthy. It's almost too girthy, and you'd have to kind of settle yourself like you were like trying to fit into a small seat to get onto
like a squishy seat.
Yeah. Anyway,
he's 6'7" and he loves being the center of attention.
And one of my favorite things is you can see me no matter where I'm at because I'm big.
I kind of enjoyed that.
Let's talk about the way we say his hometown.
Squirm.
It is Sequence? Squims?
Squintum?
It's spelled S-E-Q-U-I-M, but he says it Squim, Washington.
Y'all, it is right on the border of Canada and Washington. It is up there.
A.K.A.
Like,
Nowheresville.
I mean, it is fucking
in the middle of nowhere.
There. It's like you fly to Seattle.
Town of 7,000.
And then you've got to like go across the ocean to the other peninsula of Washington. Exactly. It's like Paul going to go see What's-Her-Hoober in Brazil.
Now, so this is already redneck, even though it's in Washington.
Y'all, rednecks are everywhere. It's not just the South.
True. And so Mike lives on a farm that he bought from his father, which his father was put it for sale. And I was like, wouldn't you ask your kid if he wanted to buy it first?
Maybe.
It was a strange situation.
A tree farm, I believe.
Yeah, tree farm. Which he has a weird accent, too. He's like, tree farm. Anyway, and then he walks out and says, Bojangles. And both of us said, what a cute name for a dog. And then a strange toothless thing comes out of the barn and goes, just translate this.
Hi.
What's up? Pussy.
Happy as a clown. Happy as a
and
clown.
Scene. And y'all, we'll be translating Uncle Bojangles quite a lot.
Quite a bit.
Because y'all, even like the subtitle person had a problem with Mr. Bojangles.
A lot. Now that say, he looks like, I mean, if that is not the deposition of simple man, simple life, happy life. He lives in a barn, and he said, why not?
I want to touch on what you just said.
I'm just a young chicken, and I want to live in a barn.
And I don't really know if that was Mike's speech impediment, or did he really say happy as a clown?
He did say happy as a clown.
We all know that the saying is happy as a clam, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but it is an accepted saying.
Why do people say happy as a clam?
I don't know. I'm sure someone on our sissy squad
could
tell us.
Someone knows.
All I know is happy as a clown. Most of the clowns I've known are not happy.
They're sad. Mm-hmm. I just saw the Joker yesterday. He was not happy.
And have you ever seen like Cirque du Soleil? All those French clowns are very moody.
But very hot.
They are. I love French clowns.
Those are the only clowns that don't scare me because I want to do sexy
stuff. Anyway, so happy as a clown's not a real saying.
So y'all, he basically, his best friend.
Bojangles lives in the barn.
He's lost a lot of weight. Mike has.
Yeah.
Mike met this girl named Natalie from the Ukraine because his best friend married Svetlana. And they have a beautiful daughter named Pollyanna, and I kind of really love that name.
It's too much, to be honest. It's just too much.
I like the name Polly.
Move on. No. Anyway.
That's a good movie, y'all.
And so, y'all, they seem to...
the one with Rudy Huxtable was
good. She's beauty and I'm the beast. It's not that sophisticated.
You know who sings that song, everybody?
Certain as the sun.
Certain as the sun.
Rising in the east.
Tear
as old as time.
Song as old as rhyme.
Beauty and the beast. I like how you chose not to sing harmony there.
That is the harmony that Celine does.
Beauty and the...
That's what Celine
sings. Do it.
Beauty and the...
No, that's wrong.
That's what Celine sings. I will play the recording.
Do it again.
I'll just sing.
Do it again. Beauty and the Beast. That's better.
But that's not what Celine sings. Because I know, because I lifted weights to that song in high school.
The third or fourth time.
Anyway.
How were you not gay bashed?
I don't know, y'all. But every...
I mean, seriously, y'all. It is a wonder every single day how someone put a barbell in your head.
You know why? Because of my big brother who wouldn't let people pick on me. And then after he graduated, my best friend, Sean Farrell. He protected me. I love him to this day. People would come at me, and he would say, get the fuck away
because
from best friend.
Even I would fucking gay bash you.
That's why we all need allies, everybody.
Like, now, I would call you faggot.
You would have. And he would have been one of those. And then you would have tried to make out with me later.
I don't kiss women.
That brings up a good segue. Y'all, we do want to say thank you so much in that y'all are crazy, Sissy Squad. You fucking started a GoFundMe to send Poodle Night
yes.
to Celine Dion.
Y'all, this is crazy.
It is beyond crazy and moving.
And y'all.
And we are very touched.
It was put in my account, I believe, yesterday. And I'm going to pay my rent with it.
No, you're not.
I'm not. No.
We're going to Celine Dion because of y'all.
We haven't decided if we're going to the Hollywood one or the Anaheim
one yet. It's going to be in April. We'll make sure to film everything. We're a little bit like my
knees will buckle as someone posted a baby giraffe. That's kind of what happened before.
At first, Poodle and I were like, this money should go towards like people who need
this. Nope, I need this shit. Y'all, we're in a fucking impeachment crisis in our country. I need this.
Poodle wants to go see Celine. He needs to go see Celine. So we're going to see Celine, and we'll buy tickets. We'll let you know how much they cost, and then the rest. We haven't decided which charity, but we're going to donate to a charity. Gay Kids Inc. But y'all, that was very, very moving.
I was very moved. Sweet. I teared up.
It was very kind. So thank you very much.
And then I thought what good seats I could get. Anyway, so the secret that Mike has is he's got a big credit card debt. He doesn't want to tell
Natalie.
He's got a big
credit card debt. They seem like actually they seem like they actually really care for each other. What do you think?
I don't give a shit about either of them, to be honest.
You know what I kind of hope?
I don't care.
What if Natalie is friends with fucking Maria?
I would like.
If they do that at the end of the episode or season, that she's friends with Maria, I'm going to lose my shit.
I just feel that neither of them are compelling. Now, one thing I do want to talk about, when we were zeroing in, when they were doing the Skype thing at the end, the movies that were on his thing, there weren't a lot. There may have been 20 movies.
Mm-hmm.
They included things like Warrant, but strangely prominent was the movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
Everybody loves that movie.
But it was just like, I just did not expect it. Mrs. Doubtfire to be like on his repeated viewing list.
Everybody loves it.
I died laughing inside.
I think that they're actually a cute couple, and I like Mike. He seems just like a nice guy. I feel like I kind of wonder what's going to be the drama in this relationship, because they both seem to get along well, and they both seem intelligent.
He is slightly cross-eyed, too, which bothers me a little bit.
I knew they was going to come in sometime.
or there's a lazy eye or something. Something's going on.
And y'all, she didn't get approved for a visa, and she was sobbing about it. And
she was very upset.
I thought that was sweet, where she was just like, I just need to see you.
I don't know. Based on my experience with Maria, I think all Ukrainian girls are just trying to get to the U.S.
But
they know what's happening around them, and they're like, "We gotta get it."
But we gotta get there. After seeing that hospital that Emily gave birth in, can you blame
Holy hell!
We're gonna get to that. But instead, we're gonna talk about something even sadder than that hospital. Sadder than that hospital, and that is Anna and Marcel.
Anna and Marcel.
Y'all, they're not long.
We are at the park that Happiness forgot. And Anna's in a high pony, which is not a good look for her because, as we discovered last time, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are in full effect. You can see them all. I mean, Huey's basically saying you like take a left at Huey, then you take a right at Dewey, and then, as we said, it's straight on till morning to Louie.
To Louie.
And till Neverland. And then Garfield's going, yeah, get it.
You can fly. That's for our Disney Plus listeners.
I can fly. Garfield.
Disney Plus is sponsoring us, even. They have so much. That advertisement, and it's everywhere. You can't shit without seeing Disney Plus.
In Los Angeles, it is everywhere.
So,
y'all, the moles are in full effect.
I told Poodle that we should take the money from the Celine tickets that we have left over
and give to Anna to pay for our moles.
He said we couldn't do that.
I don't think we can do that. But I will say that a medical professional on the Sissy Squad basically says, even out of pocket, that's like $100 a mole. Y'all, would that not be worth it to get rid of fucking moles on your fucking face?
Maybe.
I mean, really.
They were pretty distracting, and I don't really say much.
I will say that everyone people have said, now it's all I can see when I look at her, you're welcome. Because that's my job is to bring out the flaws in human beings.
It's true. I would like to do, again, I didn't talk to Poodle about this, so this is going to be a surprise.
Oh, Jesus.
But I feel like, as they're sitting in the park and the sun's shining and backlitting her not back good
lighting.
Backlighting or giving backlight to her not good high pony. And the breeze is blowing in the trees. I feel like this is a time for 90 Day Gays Theater.
Okay. I assume I'll be playing the part of Marcel.
I assume so. This is going to start where Anna's just asking questions via her phone, kind of rapid fire at Marcel. And Marcel's just responding. And
scene.
I don't have my phone, so I can't really.
I'm
going to hold my phone just for, even though y'all can't see it, just for artistic realness.
Oh, here we go.
How do you think dinner went last night? Boop, boop.
You cry. Very sad.
Why do you think I was crying? Boop, boop.
Bees? I love.
Are you going to leave me? Boop, boop.
No.
Bees? And scene. That's basically how
it went. Was basically how it went, y'all.
I just want to say that I held my phone up as a prop, and Poodle looked at my phone. This was a reliving.
It's true.
I can't wait till we do a live show.
We kind of live this. Y'all, because y'all are gonna think live shows are going to be fucking amazing.
You're going to think Anna and Marcel are actually in the room.
I would be wearing his shirt that had a grizzly bear on it.
I just...
Which, you know, he bought at some nature center.
It's like... Boy, just God bless him.
I want to say one thing about further in this conversation. So they speak in broken English for a while. And so he finally tells her that, like, when he would tell his parents about them, he's like 10 years maybe on their deathbeds. And I wrote down, what secrets would you tell your mother on your deathbed?
Oh.
On her deathbed.
Oh.
It's time to get personal.
Come at us in the Sissy Squad or tweet
y'all,
us.
Y'all, let's talk about what we would tell our mothers or fathers
on
our deathbed.
I'll post this on the Instagram, too. What secrets would you tell your parents on the deathbed? You know what? I think a secret that I would tell my mother, well, it's hard because my mother and I talk about everything.
Yeah, and that's one of your problems. Y'all, they have no fucking boundaries.
We know everything about each other. I love my mother. You know what?
But here's the thing. No one needs to know everything about anyone. Come at me. Some things are better left unsaid.
What would I say about my mother?
Or do you to a teller?
There was one time in fourth grade where we were getting ready for church, and my mother bought this like very nice Liz Claiborne outfit at Dillard's that she would wear like for special things for church. You know what I'm talking about, Liz Claiborne dresses?
Yes.
I know because I went shopping with my mother's in Dillard's and also at Bell's. Y'all come at us if you had a Bell's. And I ended up ringing. The woman loved me so much at the teller, I ended up learning how to use the cash register. I was like 6.
Faggot.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
My mother bought these.
Y'all, I want to fucking gay bash you now.
It's true.
I want to punch you in the face so bad.
My mother bought this navy Liz Claiborne suit. And it kind of had that kind of sailor white top. And then the shoes were navy.
This is gay.
This is a long secret. So she'd have to stay alive for it. They were navy heels. But they had the white tips with the little gold lining.
Where is this going?
I stole those from my mother's closet when I was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. And I remember
That's what she would tell her?
She doesn't know. She went looking and looking for those shoes and was walking around the house and couldn't wear them to church and was so upset that she couldn't find her shoes. But I didn't want to tell her that I had the shoes and I hid them. And then I eventually ended up throwing them in a field because I didn't want my mom to know that I used to walk around in her heels.
Wow, y'all. That was a true confession.
What's yours?
I think I would tell my mother that how I learned about sex was reading. I snuck into her bedroom once and found this book called My Secret Garden. And it was all
about
like erotic stories about women's vaginas.
Oh.
That she owned.
Look at that.
I was mortified.
Wow.
And I learned words like prick. pussy, and I...
Your mother would die.
She would... No, she would not admit it.
Thank God. Your mother... You would That's say what I'm that, saying. She and would, your mother would literally...
And she would actually, like, expire.
I actually think she would come back to life to prove you wrong. She'd be like, God!
Y'all, come at me if you've heard of My Secret Garden.
Thank God your mother doesn't know technology.
I know. My mother's not listening to this. Y'all, my mother would say, how do you make money off something like this?
Y'all, come at us. Let us know. Hashtag deathbed secrets.
Hashtag.
I'm serious. Use the hashtag deathbed secrets.
Deathbed secrets.
We want to know.
Because Marcel would tell him about a secret family, and I would tell him about my mother's secret garden.
Basically, y'all, it doesn't get better when they invite the kids to
no,
have a conversation.
And the kids, and honestly, the kids are completely warranted in talking like this.
Agreed. Now, I do.
They're savage, but they should be.
This isn't necessarily devil's advocate, but more of when going through this, everybody kept talking, and even I know in the squad, yes, I get it. It is reprehensible to deny a mother's children. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But is there a bit of ownership on this that Anna, I know she didn't know, but also didn't really get to know, nor is able to communicate with the person that is coming over to be with her children?
I think she could have done a fucking Google search on Turkish customs and culture and learned that that wasn't acceptable.
I mean, fucking Max knows about avocados in Brazil, and he's a fucking 10-year-old. Like... He is.
Y'all, Max and Cece are the fucking MVPs of this season.
We love them.
They're
love
the smartest people on the entire show.
We are, and we're going to get
smart,
to them.
Like, three times smarter than Robert.
Five times.
Yeah.
But so, Mike, that's, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, it's a little bit of.
I get you. I
I just want Anna to go to therapy and not be in a relationship.
I feel like
badly.
Turkey is pretty reactionary as far as and also, customs, as far as the Islamic world.
And also, too,
she had to know. They had to have this talk.
I don't think they have talks.
Maybe they just, the translator just tells them things.
I think they googly-eye at each other, and that's basically it. And I think that
so they're children.
I think they both. Yeah. I think they both have experienced trauma on both ends of their lives, and they're both stuck in childhood, and they're both two kids that are fucking beekeepers trying to have an adult relationship.
Yeah, but it bores the fuck out of me.
Anyway,
this was a very plot-heavy episode, so we don't have a ton of stuff to say.
Anyway, like I said, he's not going to be here for long. I think there is some news about Anna was in a physically abusive relationship.
I totally believe it.
I just, again, if you listen to this and you know Anna, please, I really hope that she gets therapy or help and just really just, I don't think she needs
and
to be with anybody
I hope
right now.
She gets $300 left over so she can get Huey, Dewey, and Louie cut off. But that's just me. But can you imagine how much more her self-worth would improve?
Oh, yeah, because
if she had those three, like lozenges burn off her face.
Her kids are three parentified children. Even when Gino said, I don't believe you, when she said
that really hurt me.
That yeah. They thought that she would leave her, that crushed me. It was sad.
That means that, because I really did grow up. I really grew up with my both parents thinking that I was the most important thing in their lives.
Yes.
I really did feel that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And children should feel that way. And if they don't, man.
And definitely Joey, the oldest, doesn't feel that way.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And it's hard, y'all, when, like, you've been in trauma and, like, your parents are, like, either fighting or divorcing. You're not sure what they're – and your mom's online meeting people, so you immediately think, I'm not important. It makes sense.
But you think that. And that whole conversation, too, and maybe they edited it out, but.
If my mother had been divorced when I was younger, I would have had a problem with my mother dating guys. I know that.
You did. I did. You totally do.
Did you see that?
Yeah, of course. I knew she was. I did not meet.
Right.
Who my mom was dating until. I think they'd been dating for like 6 months before I actually met him.
Right.
And also, I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
So my brother was in college. But still, I just want to say that...
And she should have kept it from you.
Yeah. I think that I wish Anna would facilitate conversation a little bit more. When the boys are talking to Marcel and Anna's just kind of sitting there biting her lip.
No, this we don't know fucking language.
No, but I mean, she's not... I just felt like the boys were on their own.
She's taking his side. She's taking it, which is gross.
Anyway, yeah.
Let's move on to Michael, y'all.
Family.
And I've just got to say, I want to start off with. So Juliana's visa got denied, and then so Michael goes to his lawyer. Y'all,
we did not talk about this together.
But you know where I'm going.
I have a whole paragraph about this.
Is the lawyer a little person?
Oh, I didn't have that.
I think the lawyer's a dwarf, y'all.
I don't think can we say dwarf? I don't
a think little person.
I think little person's the correct, right?
Like the lawyer like has a normal head but a tiny body.
Maybe she's just petite.
She was little person-ish to me.
I'm more convinced.
I was convinced with her outside.
I love her because she didn't really bat an eye when he was like, yeah, they said she was a prostitute. And she was like, well, yeah, that's kind of what happens. That's kind of a little bit.
She was giving me little person vibes all over the place.
I more had the vibes of, was this a PA that they dressed up in a pink suit to look like a lawyer? Because that is not, y'all, my cubicle warrior job is at an attorney's office. That is not a lawyer's desk. It was... Totally
yeah,
cleaned
and
up.
And there was like shit on the walls.
There was some
weird
binders in the corner. There was a fucking Monet picture on the
wall. Yeah, picture was rough.
Y'all, this was like the copy room of a WeWork. And they just rented it out. And a PA was an attorney.
I don't think it was real.
It's a problem.
I was getting little person vibes all the way through. Come at me if you were getting little person vibes.
Well, it doesn't matter because Juliana was approved for the visa.
And she got the visa, y'all. And Michael decided the best way to pick her up at the airport was in the douchiest way possible. And that was with a stretch Hummer. If you ever see a stretch Hummer, that person in it is a douchebag.
The inside of it looked like it was a Lisa Frank theme.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It was
bizarre.
You know what I've decided with Michael? He rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I don't dislike him. I think he's a nice guy.
No, but he's just, he can't not be a douche.
I think he's new money.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? He is
well,
new money.
We have
to
a problem with new money in the South
because he keeps talking about it.
Yeah,
and he keeps bringing it up, and he also kind of makes weird dad jokes, like when she got in the car. When he said, literally, she just talked about being insulted about being called a prostitute, and he said, "Hey, we're in a limo. Maybe we should make a porno."
Yeah, he can't help it. He's inappropriate.
First
He's
of all,
probably a little spectrumy too.
No one says porno anymore.
Nope.
Unless you're an 80-year-old dad joke, you say porn. So I
porn.
Don't know. Anyway, I think he's harmless. But
yeah.
It's a
I also want
cringy.
To say that I really believe that they love each other. And
okay.
I would be the last one to say this, y'all, but I think they do love each other.
We're going to say something controversial.
They can't keep their mouth off each other.
We kind of love Juliana.
I love her.
She is charming as
hell.
I
love her. She is.
I think she has a great backstory.
I wrote, this is the immigrant story.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
She is someone who's come from nothing.
And also, y'all, there's been stuff on the internet recently that she was almost basically kidnapped and sold into slavery. It was really bad.
It was. And you know,
as a child.
It was. And I'm so glad you brought that up because we had, oh man, so many of y'all messaged
but
me.
But basically, let's say her childhood wasn't good. And she would make $20 a month.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous. On a good day. And my favorite
day.
When she said, oh my God, you guys have Halloween and you guys have Thanksgiving. And we both said, oh my God, we're so thankful to be born here.
We are. We really don't realize how much just what we take for granted here. And I just think that she's – now, granted, it still grosses me out a little bit because they seem a little farther and daughter to me. And I don't really
– It's going to be hard for me to get past that. But, yeah, I agree.
I'm trying to find, God bless it, someone left a message in the Instagram, and now I can't freaking find it. But they actually said they were a model, and they traveled all over, and that she looked up, Juliana, and she actually does have, like, somewhat legitimate representation.
I believe it.
Now, she did say when she was a model and she worked in Europe that they would call, this is her word, so don't come at me, but they would call models that did, like, the yacht parties and stuff, they would call them scabs, and that was looked down upon. Yeah. So maybe not, there wasn't, like, prostitution, but it's, she was in that world that was kind of teetering on model versus sex worker.
I get that, and I would believe that. But here's the thing. There's something genuine about her that I can't deny.
No, she's very, very likable.
I mean, maybe it's just TLC giving me that, but, like, I'm believing it.
Y'all, and I'm sorry for that person that messaged me on Instagram, and I can't find it now. If you're in the Sissy Squad or tweeted,
well, that
or
was informative.
Yeah, well, I got the gist of it. I got the gist of it.
Anyway, so y'all, they show up at the apartment that's a disaster, and Juliana's like, we got to do something about this. And Max and Cece have given them a fucking breakfast.
Well, y'all, this is
they are amazing
this
children.
This is literally the opposite of Marcel. And
it is.
It's like, and you know what? Again, he might seem a little cringeworthy. He might seem a little douchey, but Michael's a good dad.
I think he's a good dad.
I think he's a great dad. And I think he prepared his kids.
And I think his ex-wife is a good mom.
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah. There was a whole thing. She defended Juliana. They supported one another. But I think
this may wind up being the best, like, Cinderella story this year, y'all.
I think he prepared his kids very well for Juliana and what to expect.
As opposed to Anna, who is like, Huey's saying, he's a great guy.
And Dewey's
like, I don't think so. I'm going to not talk on this one. And then Garfield's like, give me some more food.
Give me some more, but not Turkish pizza.
By the way.
And Louie's like, don't forget me.
Marcel wants her to move to Turkey. Turkey is not a really safe place to live right now.
Yeah, they're going through some shit.
I don't know how beautiful it is. Anyway, well, of course, maybe this is film there. But back to Michael. It was very moving.
And Max says, the kids are loving her. And Mac and Cece says, she's really pretty, which proves she's a model.
I like, that proves she's a model. That's good enough for me.
And of course, Cece made everything. And Max is like, yeah, I tried some stuff. They're their own, like, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
I mean, they really are.
It's amazing.
They really are Maxwell Sheffield and Cece from fucking Nanny.
Maxwell.
Don't ever do that again.
I won't.
No. But, love them.
And so Max heard on the internet that avocados are for dessert in Brazil. And Juliana's like, yep, that's right.
I bet Max is fucking speaking Portuguese to her.
Yeah, and quicker than
anybody else.
And
fucking Emily doesn't even know Russian.
Well, supposedly we've learned that they really kind of milked that for the first episode. But regardless, y'all, Emily's in labor.
Oh, that was a good segue. I didn't even mean to do it, but you're right.
Regardless, Emily, her water broke during the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we enter a room that looks like a fucking prison cell. There's a cot, and there's restraints on the bed that the KGB was probably torturing someone an hour before.
Sasha is sitting in, like, a plastic chair that you
it's a jail cell.
That you put on, like, on a lawn party. Y'all, the bed doesn't even raise up when she's trying to push. The doctor and Sasha are holding her up.
The doctor looks like Prince Valiant. He's got a haircut, and it is disturbing as fuck.
And he's wearing some weird outfit.
Y'all, none of the scrubs make any sense. It's disturbing. Everything looks like a weird, like, thing you put on your beard.
It's true.
It's like a stocking cap. Like, you do not want to give birth in a Volgograd delivery room.
I mean, I bet you, because y'all know her sister fucking shaded the shit out of her.
Oh, y'all, that sister's watching, like, on pay-per-view going, love it, bitch. Have that baby.
I just imagine her just, like, drinking her vodka going, that bitch.
Y'all, they fucking hate each other.
Her
and Betsy. Betsy came at us.
Betsy came at us. And so she sent a little message because we worked it out, Pacoima. And I guess we didn't know, but Emily used to live in Pacoima.
Pocatello.
Pocatello. She used to
Idaho.
Live there. She lived in Pocatello.
I gave a shout out to Pocatello, Idaho, and Betsy, Emily's sister, came at us and says, yeah, the bitch used to live there in Pocatello. I don't know. That obviously didn't take.
Anyway.
So they have a shitty relationship.
You know that if I ever met Emily's mother, I think I would just hug her. Because you know she watched this birth scene and she just probably wanted to vomit.
Yeah.
She was so worried.
Obviously the parents weren't there.
That said, it's going to be a C-section, y'all.
Yeah, the baby's breech.
And the baby's breech. Also, Poodle, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If your first wife and then your second wife had a baby, would you remember
still
where
not acceptable.
Would you remember where you were on the day the child was born?
I think I would. Even if I was just like the sperm donor.
I don't think Sasha would because he doesn't.
Y'all, I will say Sasha's trying. I still don't have a lot of faith in Sasha.
He really cried when the baby was born, and I bet you 1,000,000% he's going to put that on his reel.
Yeah, he will.
When he moves to L.A.
And I would beg for it, still with Sasha. I would still beg for it. Y'all, come at me. Come for me.
He is cute.
I'd still beg for it.
They have the baby. It's C-section.
Whose name is Dave?
Dave.
I love Dave.
I love Dave. Now, I will say, I have looked on Emily's. That baby is the cutest fucking fattest
really?
Babe. Oh,
that baby had a full fucking head of hair when it came out of her.
The baby
like
has
the
a
JJ.
Full head of hair. He's fat as the day is long.
It freaks me out when babies have tons of hair.
No, but the baby is so fat and looks so much like Sasha. The baby already looks Russian as a baby. Like, no, I'm not kidding.
And the baby's like, nyet.
Yes, exactly. Look at that baby.
Oh, my God. That baby is Russian. That baby is Sasha.
I know. That baby
Holy fucking shit.
It looks just
baby has eyebrows for days.
He's going to have to go to a threader. Look how fat his legs are.
That's Sasha.
I know. He's a cute
y'all,
baby.
Y'all, Sasha's DNA is strong.
Anyway, so we're happy that Emily had a baby.
I want to say one thing about, and this goes to the root of when people have babies. When babies come out, everyone has to say, oh my God, she's beautiful. She's perfect. No baby that comes out of the womb looks beautiful.
It looks swollen,
red, and like all kind of chafed. People just should just not say anything
when babies come out. Birth is a violent process. I mean,
but no one should say anything.
You should be
happy the baby's out.
They should just say the baby's, yay, the baby's
I'm
healthy.
I'm saying that, like, yeah, healthy's fine, but I'm saying that calling the baby beautiful does nothing because everyone says the same thing. And y'all, come at us. We've all seen ugly babies in our time. In my family, I've seen ugly babies.
I have too. You would hold the baby and they would say, what's Poodle feeding the baby in the bottle? Then all of a sudden the baby would start glowing and you would start going and sucking
I'm
out
like,
his youth.
Ooh, I feel better now.
Like Bette Midler and Hocus Pocus.
Yes, amen.
Amen to that.
I think that's all I've got.
I hope they don't have...
what am I talking about? We have a whole other Lonely Heart. We're never finishing in this episode.
It's a long episode because we talked about trans people and Patreon.
And Patreon.
Anyway, y'all.
Well, this was a shitty conversation for Tania anyway. Excuse me, Tanya. I mean Tania, which
y'all,
is going to be my name.
I think the most important thing for us to note is someone posted a picture of Sinjin on the beach with short hair when he was fit.
He's so much hotter in
His
short hair.
His dick was so big.
Y'all,
in that swimsuit.
And he was wearing like gray sweats for a while. I saw it.
Y'all, Sinjin, we don't really interview people.
Sinjin can get it.
We don't interview people on this show because we don't really want to talk to the cast. But Sinjin,
I want to interview you privately, Sinjin.
We will interview you via Skype. without your clothes on, and
you
we won't
meet me in LA,
and we won't air it, but we will interview you, Sinjin. Come at us,
or we can just schedule another time between you and I.
He is hot, and you know what? So they're in bed, and Tania says she's tired, and Sinjin's like, "I'm not tired," and then she said, "I know you're never tired." Do you know what that means?
He can fuck all night like a stallion
for hours. All night long.
All night long. Everyone you meet is dancing in the street. All night long.
Fucking with the dick. Y'all, I mean.
I hope you had that playing loudly at your tire change place.
I did.
As some of the Sissy Squad has been doing.
I hope so, yes. Or for some of you, someone said, by the way, who pulls an Angela, one of our Sissy Squatters, who says, I put my phone on speaker and put it in my bra. And listen, y'all, whoever that is, you are country and we love you.
You're our people.
You are our people. Anyway, y'all know I don't really like white people. But Sinjin.
Yo, he can get it.
She
can get it. I don't love the long hair, but he can get it.
No, I want short hair. Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, Sinjin's like, another day full of friends. And so he's not really liking Monique and Marion.
Monique is back.
And Monique and Marion, y'all, quiz the fuck out of Sinjin at an off-brand sushi place.
I think they could have waited a week. It was an off-brand sushi place.
And they're like, so when are you going to have kids?
When are you going to, like, get a job? I'm like, y'all, he just got there.
He just got there.
Give the guy a break.
He's literally been there for a day and a half.
Sinjin is still trying to figure out important stuff like which bar he's going to tend at.
Or what guard to shave his chest hair with.
And what firehouse he's going to be a fireman at.
Yo, he wants to be a fireman. He wants to be in Hollywood.
They
he
call me the fireman because that's my name.
He also thought about being in Oprah. He wants to be in Oprah.
He wants to be in Oprah.
I thought about being a fireman or being in Oprah.
You love George Strait, come at me. I guess he's a singer. I want to hear him sing. We're opera queens. We'll be the judge of that.
Anyway,
what if he sang well? What if
I'd climb him like a redwood?
What if he's a beautiful baritone voice?
He should be a tenor or baritone.
Baritenor. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway,
y'all.
So.
Ooh.
So,
Sinjin, come at us with
Tania,
some dick pics. Just DM them.
Tania and Sinjin they've been going for 3 years, and they're at a classic New York steakhouse.
Ruth Chris.
Probably, which he kind of holds.
Which,
he
I
just
love
holds
their
a knife and a fork the whole time.
Yeah.
And it looks disturbing.
And you know what? I think they listen to this show, because at one point Sinjin said, are you coming at me? And she said,
yes!
I'm coming at you. I'm just saying, y'all.
You're maybe right.
This shit's getting meta.
And so Sinjin basically says, let's not talk about having children right now, which is a normal thing to say when you've been together for 18 hours.
Exactly.
Maybe we can go back to your shed.
Does he even know he's living in a shed with
I
mom?
I don't think he knows that yet.
God, I can't wait.
With that Skeksy.
I can't wait for, is it Missy or Sissy?
Missy.
This is another, Sinjin really called it when he said.
I'm Team Sinjin.
When he said, you've created a story and I'm just a character.
You've created a story and I'm just a character.
Y'all, if you were seeing that on your first kind of disagreement, that someone is already basically planning everything in their head and not including you, that might be a red flag.
I would run 180 degrees from Tania.
That is a huge red flag.
She's a nightmare.
And the person that is creating the story in their head without consulting other people, if you're that person, you might want to process that.
You might want to process that. I will say the two quote-unquote villains this season are Robert, who's just an idiot, and Tania, who has severe OCD and probably some type of personality disorder.
I don't think. I think she has some narcissism.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's a personality disorder.
I was going to say no, and I was like, yes, I know about personality, but yeah, I think definitely. I'm interested to see how much that will play out. Right now, it seems just kind of not acute, but
But he's super flexible. He's like whatever.
It's also, but probably what you know who Sinjin is. Sinjin is Matt Marr, circa 2001, who's an overgiver. And you know our friend Ricky was also obsessed with armpit hair.
She was. She would play with my armpit hair.
That is gross. I wouldn't let her do that. But y'all, she would watch
basketball. And I have a lot of armpit hair, y'all.
She would play basketball games or watch basketball on TV and get moist.
Gross.
She loved armpit hair so much. What I was going to say is, and I'm interested in the Sissy Squad. So or tweet us, Instagram us, because Sinjin basically said, or Tania comes at him and says that, what, you think I'm going to have a baby and I'm just going to stay home? And she goes at him of this whole, like you think because I'm a
super
woman.
Super aggressive.
I didn't see that at all.
No.
Right? I feel, this is another red flag, is that I feel like anytime Sinjin brings up a point that maybe she sees a validity in, I think this whole relationship is going to be, you're disrespecting me as a woman.
I fucking hate her.
Or you're not honoring her. I'm a Latina and you're not. I think she's going to throw her difference in his face and make him feel like shit when it's, I don't know, y'all in the squad, did you think this was insulting as a woman? Or did you think she was just making shit?
I want to get her on a stage with she and I just want to humiliate her for like 30 minutes. And just tell her everything she's doing wrong. Is that weird?
I think maybe a little masochistic. I would like to put her in a group therapy session and maybe let her see herself reflected in another
people. I want to let her fucking have it.
I think I maybe would do that in a more therapeutic way than you, but you know
what?
I don't
give a shit. She's an idiot. And she's awful.
You know what?
Like, everyone hates this bitch. Everyone.
I don't know where she's living that she feels like she has. Y'all, if you are 29 or 30 and you feel like you have to have a baby before you're 30, you don't.
You're still
young. You do not have to.
Y'all, we live on the West Coast where like people don't start having kids till they're like 38 or 40.
So it is fine. You can wait till you're 33, your Jesus years, my Aunt Peg has said it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you don't have a man by the time you're like 35, you're okay. You can keep looking and, you know, just put some eggs aside.
And don't be stuck on your life story, Tania. No. Come on.
Agreed.
This episode was
long.
Very
we talked about
heavy.
Our Patreon
it was long.
Too.
It was no, not our episode.
This episode
of this
right.
show was long. There was a lot of things to talk about. And we better wrap it up because y'all Poodle's shaking it off and that means he's drunk.
No, I've got to piss myself.
And so,
y'all, it's time for sissy shout outs.
We are time for a sissy shout out.
It's time for sissy shout outs.
Sissy shout out.
Sissy shout outs. I'll start.
Sure.
This sissy shout out goes on to Ellen A.
Ellen A. Okay.
And this just brought me up to the fact that poor Ellen has had to deal with the fucking parent who named her with the fucking E-L-L-Y-N, and that bitch has to spell it every goddamn time. So much so that Ellen put on a fucking beret and got an Uzi, and it was a cartoon Uzi, and she went to the DMV, y'all, and they still made her wait. They said, you just gotta put that gun aside, honey. Anyway, all that being said, Ellen spends most of her time gardening.
Oh.
And she absolutely, you know what? What's the strangest thing is Ellen is obsessed with trying to make gay tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's trying to find a gay variety of tomatoes.
Tomato-hay-hay-toes.
Tomato-hay-hay-hay-toes.
I love that.
Anyway, so she hates the DMV and she freaked out with the name or way her was spelled, and she loves gay tomatoes.
Look at that, Ellen. Yeah. We love you. My sissy.
God damn it, speak.
My sissy shout out goes, I don't think this is her real name, but we're going with F's, and this is her name on Facebook. So I'm going to say the whole thing because I don't think it matters. My shout out goes to Feisty Heather.
Feisty Heather.
Feisty Heather. Spicy Heather is a New Yorker.
That's not a New York accent.
It is to me. A lot of people don't know, but she's actually, Feisty Heather's not really a New Yorker. She puts on a fake accent because people don't know she was a sister wife. And she lived in Idaho.
God, I love those outfits.
She was married to a man and they had 10 wives. And she was the one that made the best cornbread in all of the wives.
I could believe that.
And then one day she realized when, honestly, kind of like you, she discovered porn and realized her husband had a micro penis, and she said, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
Ooh, I'm off to live another life.
And she went out to ride that big D in the sky, and that's why
dick
now
dick in the sky. Y'all, we all see that dick in the sky. It's in the constellations. It's just God telling us it's okay.
And that's why she changed her real name to Feisty Heather, because she's riding that D.
So up in the constellation.
And that's our sissy shout out to Poodle. What is your straight people be crazy this episode?
I didn't have one.
He just looked at me with wide eyes like, fuck. I'm glad you playing.
You know what it is? Straight people be crazy if you actually expect you have a problem with, like, footing the bill for your goddamn wedding. Like,
that's
gay
crazy.
People expect – gay people put on a – when two gay men get married, it's like a fucking social event of the year.
It's true.
Like, you got to put on such a good – you got to put on such a good event or people will talk about
it. It's true.
Yeah.
It's
straight
true.
People be crazy, y'all. Fucking just as the piece.
My straight people will be crazy is, y'all, do not go to an attorney with a clean desk because they are not working. They're just scamming.
Hashtag little person
They're
vibes.
They're just scamming you. Don't hashtag do it.
Little person vibes.
Don't do it. Y'all, this was a little bit of a longer episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. So
it was fun.
Y'all, you can see all the rest of our podcasts, which...
on our podcast network, Sissy That Talk.
Sissy That Talk. We did a new episode this year. We recapped Riverdale, for those of you listening to
River
Mails.
We did an episode of River Mails. We did 1, 2, and 3.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3. The show is still not good.
It's bad. It's bad, but we had a good time doing it.
You can also check out our Bitchcraft, the Sabrina podcast.
And you can also check out Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm podcast from Bravo.
Yes, and lastly, you can check out Dear Maddie. Somebody shouted that out in my interview with Karamo.
I
appreciated that. So you can dig into all that.
And y'all, go on our Sissy That Talk page and look for merch.
Yes.
Look for merch because, y'all, we got t-shirts that say you might want to process that. We got Keep Going Queens.
You can get a water bottle that says
we've got a dick pig
on it.
We've got a dick pig, an eggplant, plus a pig symbol.
Yes, exactly. We've got stuff all coming.
We got a Don't Pull Over, which has been really popular lately.
Don't Pull Over. And don't forget our Patreon. We're going to put that link in the show notes.
Ooh, y'all, Patreon. Oh, my God.
And also, y'all, I want to mention our Sissy Squad and our Facebook group. That it's our private group that you can ask to be a member of. But we talk about a lot, but I just want to mention, y'all, we really appreciate Jackie Wiseman, our moderator.
I love Jackie Wiseman for she's the wind beneath our gay wings, y'all.
She really is. Mm-hmm. Somebody make a meme of that because she is. And also, I just want to say,
Jackie Wiseman is what you needed that you never knew you needed.
And you can't solicit on Sissy Squad, but you know what? It's our fucking show. So I'm going to say, if you need marketing or branding questions, she's a fucking whiz at that. Hit her up and pay her because she will work hard
and y'all,
for you
but
she has helped
make
us
sure,
a lot.
Make sure you're going to say, I'm going to fucking pay you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She doesn't.
She's a genius.
Y'all,
at it.
She can't do shit for free.
No, fuck that.
Anyway,
I don't give away shit for free.
Lastly, y'all,
even my sex.
Yeah, that's been. Yeah,
no shit. I get that shit away for free. What am I saying?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that. How do you say free in Spanish? Because
libre.
Because that's every time what I hear when I go down when I walk with Poodle. That's how all these Latino men just go libre, libre, libre. Because that's what they've heard.
Or no, but gratis. That's
gratis. Right. And lastly, y'all know what Poodle's favorite thing is.
Y'all, I love a review. More than anything else, y'all, we're close to 1,000 reviews.
And look, y'all, We haven't forgot about our fucking 100
music
reviews.
Review. I'm still.
It's in Jake's corner.
I'm writing lyrics to it. I'm making it really good.
And he's working on it. We hoped that will be out sometime in 2020.
I would say I'm going to work on it in December.
I'd say let's just
say
be
more
sometime
of a Christmas
in 2020.
Present.
You're going to say Christmas parrot, and then we're going to end up saying it's a July 4th show.
Fuck off.
So, but it's coming. But that said, if we're going to hit 1,000 reviews, we've got to do something for that too. So we're going to be thinking of that. Sorry, there's more to come. But y'all, we appreciate you so much. And remember, we talk about these people because they are lonely hearts looking for love. And at the end of the day, aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes. And remember, if you yourself are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk-forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.